it's storming out here.
It was storming when we left. We got out of there just in time.
Just in time, girl. But it was raining cats, dogs, elephants, cyclopses, and everything.
Yeah. I know. But as far as my day, it's been pretty. I went in and got some work done today, and then I got some other stuff done today. Stopped at a few barbershops and beauty supplies, and barbershops and beauty shops. To drop off flyers and tell them about what we had going on this weekend. So the official countdown has started, and it's about to get real.
It's about to get real. Listen, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
This is it. And I'm so jacked up because I can't even go. I can't even see the house. So y'all see, it's just disgusting in my spirit. But, I mean, then talk to us a little bit about the up and coming event. And I got
you breaking up.
I said, talk to us about this up and coming event. Let us know what's going on.
Okay, this up and coming event. We have a concert, Southern Love Experience. Marcel Casanova, Mr. So Iconic, Billy Cook, Donnie Rain, and Najee, and Essence of Soul. Essence of Soul. Okay, that is the lineup. And Mr. So Iconic and Marcel Casanova will be accompanied by the Right Touch Band. It is an event that you do not want to miss. The ticket. are $30. It's in Hope, Arkansas at the Coliseum. The tickets are $30. And the after party, okay, the event, the doors open at 4 p.m. August 21st, Saturday, this Saturday, y'all, this Saturday. 4 days, 14 hours, and 48 minutes, Saturday. Doors open at 4. The event starts at 5. The after party at the Gaslight, those doors open at 10. The after party starts at 11. Those tickets are $15 at the door unless you have your stub from the concert. You have your stub from the concert, you get in for $10. Live DJ, DJ 903, will be in the building at the after. And a lot of you may know him. He does a lot of trail rides. DJs a lot of trail rides and everything, but it's an event that you don't want to miss. You really don't want to miss it. It's a grown and sexy event. You can dress it up, dress it down, casual. It doesn't matter. Just come and be ready to have a good time. And be ready to too. I promise. You do not want to miss this event. If you missed the first Southern Love Experience in Texarkana on April 10th of this year, then you really want to be in the because I promise you, it is a great show.
It is, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Look, I was down in my spirit. As I can tell, I sound like somebody let the air out of my tire, which I do need to go check my air pressure. I did feel a little bit, but you know, let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to be there to enjoy it for me, because I can't be there, you know. When I say we had such a good time till I didn't want to leave, but you know, things have to happen. But anyway, And with the lineup itself, I know it's going to be amazing. I'm telling y'all, with the lineup itself, it is going to be epic. I'm going to be waiting for videos, pictures, all kinds of stuff. Because the picture I took, listen, definitely talk about the photographer. The photographer, let me just, I'm dotting dominoes while we talk. Let me just dot dominoes and talk about the photographer.
Oh, my gosh.
These pictures, while she gets it ready, these pictures, y'all, that we took at, when I say, you know how they say nephew? My nephew, y'all, listen, I thought I could reach in the picture and actually take people out of the picture and hold them in my hand. This is how dynamic these pictures were. Sam, go ahead. What is it, honey?
Genius. out of you, Justin Cook.
Listen, while she go get the information, I ain't scared. After these messages, we will be right back.
You've been waiting for an event just like this. The wait is over. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas. It's the Southern Love Experience. Featuring Marcel Casanova, Mr. So Iconic, Billy Cook, and the Right Touch Band. And Texarkana's own, the incredible Donnie Ray. With special guests to Essence of Soul and the social media phenom, Najee. Get your tickets now, prepay at Cash App Shazam 382. For more information, call 832-308-0364. Don't miss the Southern Love Experience. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas. Hope, Arkansas, it's coming your way. The Southern Love Experience with Marcel Casanova, Billy Cook, and Donnie Ray. This is a Cooks for Show production.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Oh, my God. You heard me all through that radio thing, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God, y'all. Let me tell y'all, technology is good sometimes, but it ain't good all the time. But that's all right. We can play that back.
You've been waiting for an event just like this. The wait is over. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas, it's the Southern Love Experience. Featuring Marcel Casanova, Mr. So Iconic, Billy Cook, and the Right Touch Band. And Texarkana's own, the incredible Donnie Ray. With special guests to Essence of Soul and the social media phenom, Najee. Get your tickets now, prepay at Cash App Shazam 382. For more information, call 832-308-0364. Don't miss the Southern Love Experience. The Southern Love Experience. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas. Hope, Arkansas, it's coming your way. The Southern Love Experience with Marcel Casanova, Billy Cook, and Donnie Ray. This is a Cooks for Show production.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here? There ain't no ancient secret, ain't no mystery.
to spring, summer, and fall. Monday through
talking about the photographer who was at the first Southern Love Experience, who will more than likely be at the one Saturday. It's Genius 7 Photography. He's out of Houston, Texas. He's on Instagram at Genius 7 Shot Me. He's on Facebook at Genius 7 Visuals. His contact number, if you want to get in contact with him, is 346-857-5810. Now, if you would like to book, you can also go to his website, which is shotmywedding.com. And if you want to email him to book a photo shoot. It's photography at gmail.com. So booking.genius7photography@gmail.com. So he is an excellent photographer. If you would like to see any of his work, like I said, you can look him up on Facebook at Genius7Visuals or on Instagram at Genius7ShotMe.
Hmm. Well, listen, y'all. I'm telling y'all right now, I have a magazine called My Gospel Glow Magazine. He don't know it. Stole a couple of his pictures, placed them in the magazine. Well, he do know it because I told him after the fact. But, you know, I made him aware regardless. But like I said, those photos from the first Southern Love experience, when they came in and they were on the Cook for Show page, y'all go to the Cook for Show page on Facebook, and it's spelled exactly the way we said it. Cook for Show, okay? For those of you in the back that can't spell, this is a special made name for you, okay? Pho is exactly what it is, F-A, okay? A show is exactly what it is without a W, okay? Yeah, go and check it out. The photos were my God. Awesome. And I know we are in the world of selfies. We are in the world of selfies. I'm not talking about a selfie, young people, you beautiful selfie-taking people. I'm talking about a whole nother level when it comes to photography. And like I say, hey, that's my nephew. You understand me? And he had, and it just is what it is. This is not an aunt pumping up her nephew because she loves him. I love him too. But that's what a real deal holds. Weddings, events, gender reveal parties, just to be taken. You gotta do it. You gotta get it done. Family portraits, all of that. Another level. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. This is a part of the show where I bring up a topic that's out of nowhere. I don't know how many minutes we have left. But my husband does a show called JD's Man Cave. Okay. And on JD's Man Cave, my husband said something that and let me tell you something. I don't remember everything that my husband says. Okay. So I just want you all to know that. Okay? My husband said something that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. He said, and I just want to get your input, Sam. He said that a woman in a marriage, God, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. He said a woman in a marriage, even though she knows the correct thing to do, the man has final decision. Even if he's wrong, she's supposed to go with it. And then when he messes up and realizes he's wrong, she should trust him to get it right. Now, my thing is this. Let me finish what I said, because the husband is the head of the household. Oh, by the way, if she makes money or whatever, all of that money comes to the house he runs that, you know, and he pays the bills and makes sure the bills are paid. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Oh, God. Because a lot of people like to agree with everything everybody says to keep peace. I'm not that person. I can't be. I used to be. back in the day, and I ended up married to a rat fake bozo. And his family.
I said I have two, by the way.
Yeah, indeed. You know. Listen, I love Jesus. I do. But we are not in 1952. We are not. And there is no way in the blue blazes a woman is going to go out and work and make money to come home and have no say-so and watch you crash and burn over and over. I don't know what's happening in this world. I don't understand what's happening. It's like we are abandoning, we are telling common sense that we don't need you anymore. We're just going to be straight up ignorant. As you can tell, I'm very upset. Not upset, but more like disappointed, because I just think that we are too educated today. We are too educated to allow ourselves to say, I'm a dummy, my husband needs to run all the money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is.
I can't describe it myself. It is, it's a negative for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best way I could put it. For me, that's a negative. I understand the whole thing about, head of a household, and is supposed to work and provide for his family and for his household. I completely understand that. But I'm not into, you know, like, you're a pastor, you know the Bible, you know, that's not me. If I'm not mistaken, a woman is supposed to be a help meet.
Right.
Am I correct?
You're correct.
Okay.
You are.
So then, they're supposed to meet somewhere, and her opinion apparently counts in the full scheme of things, because where that common sense is being thrown out the window on one half, she's supposed to come in with the common sense.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying?
So, like you said, the crash and burn just because?
No.
He's the household and you're supposed to support? Well, for me, supporting is if I see something that's probably going to end up in smoke, then we should talk about that before you make that decision to end up in smoke.
We should talk about that. You know,
I can't see myself going down too, like on purpose.
On purpose. Oh, I'm gonna. Listen. I. My life is changing a little bit, right? And for the past couple of weeks since I started my new job, well, the past month I've been catching hell. And, that's H-E-L-L. I don't want to say double hockey sticks. I want to say L-L because that's what it is, you know. And I think that we should have a mutual respect for the intelligence that we both have. You are a person. I am a person, right? And I don't feel that I have to, oh, my God, I don't even know what to say. I just feel like this is a load of bullism, right? And it's borderline bozoism. It's borderline bozoism. It's like bozoism in an old-fashioned manner. You know, like, it's ridiculous, okay? If you are running your household like this, and your wife is unhappy and you don't know why she's unhappy. She's unhappy because you're an idiot, okay? She's unhappy because you have the unmitigated gall to think that she is supposed to put herself through unnecessary suffering because you're an idiot. Oh, did I say that out loud? You're an idiot. You're posing as a representative of an educated black man, and I feel like you should be fired from your supervisory position. You're fired. Yeah, it's time to retire. It's time to throw it in. Time to throw it back. You can't, and then the crazy thing about it is, these women, and I did a show last week talking about Rihanna and her billions, black woman, billionaire, her own businesses, and she's not married, right?
Right.
One of the ladies said, well, what charity work has she done? That's all well and good. First thing I said was, can we applaud a black woman, please? Can we applaud a black woman? Okay? Can we stop beating up our black women, right, and give them a round of applause to all black women that are out there getting it done? Okay? All of you men, like we talked about on the show, how these men are bashing these black women, but these black women are out here getting it done. And it's not to make you look bad. We're getting it done because it needs to be done, period. It's not to make you look bad. It's not to challenge your pride. It's not because we don't want a man.
None of that.
I'm so sick of this. Why do we have to defend? Why is it that we go out and do things and you just can't buy a cake and celebrate? Why you can't do that? Why is it that in order for you to feel better about yourself and you not accomplishing things, that you got to step on that woman, her accomplishment? Let me tell y'all something. I don't believe in this lifetime I was ever supposed to be married at all. I don't believe it. I don't believe I was ever supposed to be married. I believe that. That's all I'm going to say about that. I believe that. Okay? Now, whoever hears it, gets upset, and wants to have a fit, go ahead. Roll over, roll on the floor, beat your chest, have a fit. But I want to say this. We need to start giving these women their flowers. And I'm not talking about a bouquet of flowers. I'm talking about let these women know that what you have done, you are awesome. It does not take away from a black man. It does not take away from you. It does not take, you think by suppressing that woman or by saying that, by taking her accomplishments, putting them in your pocket and standing up saying, this is my household, that you've done something. No, you haven't. What you did was try to crush a woman, and before you know it, she's going to leave. I'm just being real with you. I'm telling you, get yourself together. Get yourself together and have some pride about these black women, these entrepreneurs, these amazing. Let me tell y'all something. We always talk about Sister Cook. I've seen this lady make chicken so many different kind of ways till I didn't want to eat chicken anymore. Okay? I'm just being real. I've seen her cook ground beef all kinds of ways. I never gave up on ground beef. I love ground beef. But I've seen her do some things with 8 children that are completely amazing. Okay?
Fish and love?
Exactly. I never saw my dad downplay her. My mom started a school. My dad, come on, Sam, talk about that. He put he built a school in the house. I'm just saying, y'all, come on. When are we going to understand that we kill our households from the inside out? We have to start at home building one another up. I just had to explain to somebody. We always talk this quote-unquote with the king thing, right? We always say you don't want your man to leave the house feeling like he feeling bad about himself going out there into the world to fight with a white man. Okay, 1969, let me help you with something. These women are out here fighting it every day. Being a woman, being black, come on. Come on now. Lower pay. Oh, let me. Go ahead, Sam. I'm tired of myself. I'm talking about these
bozos. But, we talked about before, bozoism is real, though.
It's so real.
It really is. And it comes in a range of ages.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So it is crazy. You know, if a man can get out there every day and he works, he provides for his family, and then his wife or partner does the same thing, and they both take care of their family. Everybody has what they need. That's like the ultimate, you know, good thing. That's like the ultimate best life, you know. And it's not that one is taken away from the other. They're both working together. That's what it's all about. It's not about who rules the throne and all of that stuff. You know,
that's completely irrelevant.
It's about surviving. It's about you as a family unit, as a couple, surviving so you can make sure that your family survives.
Exactly. But it's so
and somewhere in the middle, all day, enjoy each other. Enjoy your family, you know.
Oh, my God. Can you, oh, my God.
And it's a whole,
I'm gonna...
When you start dictating who runs what and you can and can't do this, and you know what I'm saying? It's just,
yeah. It's going to get ugly. Especially,
yeah.
you got 2 grown people. This is what gets me. You got 2 grown people. And I always say this. Even when I'm preaching, right? I always say this. We can read now. We can read. Okay? We can read. All right? You have to stop playing. Stop manipulating situations because you are not happy with with your own life. See, if we start with taking responsibility, a lot of this stuff that go on in these relationships wouldn't happen. You know, oh, she better put the food on the table. Oh, he better provide. Oh, he better listen. First of all, can everybody be responsible for themselves first? If you never learn how to be responsible for yourself, when you get in a relationship, you're going to catch hell. I'm going to tell you right now. If you don't know how to be responsible for yourself, first of all.
Yeah.
Come on, for real. I had the bozo I was married to didn't even have a high school diploma when I met him. But my little ignorant self married this dude anyway. My daddy said, don't marry this fool. That's my daddy said. Janice, don't marry this fool. He said this. Then my daddy got into it. You know, I left the house talking noise, right? Thinking I knew it all. Watch this. So, in this marriage with this guy that doesn't even have his diploma, which I ain't tripping. You don't have your diploma, but you made something out of yourself. You are awesome. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you think more highly of yourself than you ought to, and you crush somebody else so that you can feel better about yourself. Yes, I'm talking to you, okay? I'm talking to that person. You are mad because you didn't go and do the things you need to do for your life. You attach yourself to somebody that's trying to do something with their life, and you become an anchor for this person. Okay? Take responsibility for where you are and start doing something with yourself. Do something with yourself so this person can feel good about who they're with, because I promise you, that person is crying themselves to sleep, sitting out in the driveway, hate to come in the house, and can't stand to look at you right now. But guess what? You can fix it. All I'm saying. And I went in. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. Listen. Now, Sam got something coming up. You got something coming up. I can't share it right now. But we can at least give a teaser, right? Can we do a teaser on the I can't give the website, but can we do a teaser though?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Janice. Go ahead.
All right. Listen, BKZ Clothing. Listen, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This business, this T-shirt site is something else. It's coming, y'all. Oh, my God. It's coming. I'm going to tell you like my sister told me. If you don't deal with certain things, don't click on it. But let me tell you something. It's something for everybody on this site, okay? When this site drops, I'm telling you, it's on and pop locking. They have shirts for women, shirts for men. They got shirts that's going to be, that deal with ethnic pride, deal with holidays, inspirational shirts, LGBT pride, all kinds of stuff, trail riders. Listen, y'all, it's going to, listen, be ready. It's going down. For real. All right? Okay, Sam, you want to talk a little bit about it?
Well, that website is be coming soon, and hopefully by our next show, which is next Monday, which is 2 days after the Southern Love Experience, that you are not going to miss because you will be in the building. I'll let you know more about this. I'll go ahead and let you know what the website is and tell you more about what BKZ Clothing LLC is offering. And to get back to the Southern Love Experience, I was just told that we're going to add a little extra. So if we can hit a 300-person mark for the concert, then we will be giving away two $500 cash prizes. So bring your homegirl, bring your wife, your girlfriend, your baby mama, bring your uncle, bring your cousins, bring your girlfriends, you know, have a girls' night out, whatever it is that you want to do, however you want to do it. you want to do it, bring everybody out. Because if we reach a capacity of 300 people who are coming to the venue for the concert, then we will do two $500 cash prizes. So we will be giving away $1,000 on August 21st if we reach the headcount of 300. So, yeah. And it's for for everyone who purchases a ticket. Your ticket stubs will be taken, and you will be eligible to win that $500 cash prize, or one of those $500 cash prizes.
Okay. So, if a person buys tickets but can't go, so the ticket stub, you still enter their ticket stub?
Yes. Yes. Your ticket stub can still go, even if you're not there. But we prefer everyone who is participating to be there. But everybody's fair game. Purchase a ticket, you're fair game.
Well.
Looky, looky. Oh, yeah. Okay. Be out and...
Oh, yeah. Y'all wondering where I didn't drift it out to. Listen, on that site, Southern Love Experience, there's so much going on. It's kind of like when you got, like, before the show, I was eating a bag full of grapes. Not lying to you. Let's just be real about it and put it out there. I was eating out of the whole bag of grapes. That's how all this feels. It feels like a bag of seedless grapes. Sweet seedless grapes. All right, y'all. We love you all, you know. We're going to sign off tonight. Then I'm going to sign off for us. You know. Next time she talks to you, it will be after the Southern Love Experience. How about that?
Yeah, I know. And hopefully everyone listening will be there so we can all talk about it together. How about that? Y'all tonight, I am so, I've been so busy the past couple of weeks, and it's almost about to come to an end for a little bit, but I'll be up and going again because I'm already getting something in the works for February. So I'm glad all of you were able to tune in. Southern Love Experience, August 21st. Doors open at 4. Show starts at 5. Tickets are $30. You can get them pre-sale by cash-apping me at Shazam382. And they also will be sold at the door. So you guys come out, enjoy the entertainment with us, and then let's get ready to turn up at this after party.
All right, y'all. You heard it here right here on 5926 Central. We love y'all, but we gotta.
You've been waiting for an event just like this. The wait is over. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas, it's the Southern Love Experience. Featuring Marcel Casanova, Mr. So Iconic, Billy Cook, and the Right Touch Band. And Texarkana's own, the incredible Donnie Ray. With special guests to Essence of Soul and the social media phenom, Najee. Get your tickets now, prepay at Cash App Shazam382. For more information, call 832-308-0364. Don't miss the Southern Love Experience. The Southern Love Experience.